that certainly was lovely. That was Cattle Call by Rick Powell from Switched On Country. Why don't we play another one from this album? It looks like it's got, you know, some good stuff. How about Careless Love or The Green Green Grass at Home?
I like the sound of The Green Green Grass at Home.
You're listening to Big Hoover on CJSF 90.1 FM. Cool. Let's see if this one was any good. It's just a random country chiptune compilation, but we can yak over top of it while we bring up some other stuff. You mentioned Donkey Kong Country as being probably
some good stuff. That's country music, isn't it? It's got the name country in it.
Yeah. We might play some Nordisch sound from Germany.
Oh.
Here, let's see. What do we got here? Donkey Kong Country. There's going to be a lot of country dubstep chiptune. Interesting.
Do you have a favorite country singer? Country artist?
I like a lot of the old stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Marty Robbins is really good. And I listened to a lot of bluegrass as well growing up. So Earl Flatt and Lester Scruggs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of big band and jazz. So that kind of predates country. But a lot of like big band and jazz artists did country songs as well. Yeah.
My favorite country album still, Sonny Rollins, Way Out West. Doesn't even sound like country music, but still fun. It's just bass, drums, and tenor sax. That's pretty country. No, that's... I don't think I know what country music is. I'm sorry.
It's from the country.
I've seen Eugene Shadbourne play twice. I like his music. This is avant-garde country music.
This is like modern country. This is a modern country song. Sunshine and Whiskey. This was cool. Rick Powell, Switched On Country. Definitely, I think we can recommend that to the folks. That was a good find.
Yeah.
And then Switched On Nashville, quite good as well,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I like Switched On it. I think I like Switched On Nashville better.
I mean, they're different types of country music, right?
Yeah.
So that, like, one's a little more bluegrass and one's a little more Western.
Yeah.
Let's see what Mario Party 2 thought of Western music.
Ooh.
Okay, so we got the banjo and the fake fiddle. So they, at least that, you know, they're going for the instrumentation more than they are for the, and so that means that they got to do their own thing in the music side of it, right? Mario Party 2 is pretty old, man. I think that's a GameCube game. No, I'm wrong. It is indeed. It's an N64 game.
Nice.
Yeah. Which means that they're using the Nintendo sound fonts. So they had all of the same synths. Every game could use the same sound fonts. But they had a lot of instruments, so you weren't stuck with one sound. But it was still, you know, chiptune style, tracker style.
Did you start seeing those, like, I started seeing them posted, like, Nirvana's Nevermind using the N64 sound font.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty good, actually.
Yeah, NSF, Nintendo sound font. If you want to go to...
We got to find some country sound fonts. I wonder if they made some good ones.
There's VG Music. Yeah, VG Music is one in terms of, like, the video game music archive. And then there's another website that I'm trying to remember, and it's like Video Game Music Preservation Society or something like that. So I'll take a look, see around. I'll take a gander through my telescope. Let's play something else here. How about Mario 64?
Ooh, I like
everybody
this one.
Knows this one. It's like we have to play this one. This is Slider from Mario
Party 64. We'll be right back. CJSF 90.1 FM.
You don't have to go on air, but you can. We have the power.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a special Country Western edition.
Howdy.
Exactly. It's even better if you got your hat, got your spurs, got your boots.
I got my hat.
Got your dress.
Got
whatever.
My boots. Got my hat. Now I'm bringing country back.
That's right. I'm sure there's a chiptune version of that. So let's try and find it. I'm bringing country back. No, they're bringing country back. Well, take me home, country road. Well, yeah, there's a lot of that. I wrote this song for you. No, I didn't. Oh, Eurovision, how relevant. Finland should have won Eurovision this year.
Yes.
This is pretty good. This is good.
You know, I just remembered one of my other favorite country albums. I used to buy weird tapes when I go to the thrift store, and then I found one. It was called Sputnik 1. And a picture of a red truck, and there was a guy standing on top with an electric guitar. And it was Danish country music.
Nice. Very nice.
It was actually pretty good. I listened to it too many times.
Yellow Magic Orchestra has any country songs. Probably not.
Ooh.
There's one track that I really like from the Final Fantasy X soundtrack. But this one strictly is like... This is a Nintendo playlist that we're pulling examples from. Just because it's easy to find. Don't at me. Let's go for Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh, I like this.
This is a very Fievel Goes West kind of vibe.
I forgot about that movie.
It's one of my favorites.
It is mine too.
I love Fievel Goes West.
I like
it's
it
so
way
good.
Way better than...
The Fievel
American
and American
Tale?
Oh, yeah. Fievel and American Tale is like, yeah, you can watch it, but it's...
Fievel Goes West has Jimmy Stewart in it.
And it has John Cleese in it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
Evil Cat. I didn't know that as a kid. I was like, wow.
That's right.
The Evil Cat's so good.
I forgot he was in that.
Is this also... Yeah, this was a 3DS. Yeah. Oh, no. Wii U. And then re-released on the 3DS.
They had some good quotes
it's
in Final Fantasy.
Treasure Tracker. West. Maybe I should play it. Well, anyways.
If only I could remember how to spell Fievel.
Yeah. Fievel. Fievel goes east.
Ooh.
Fievel goes south. Fievel goes north and freezes to death in the plains of Saskatchewan.
We got a country cover of There Are No Cats in America. F-I-E-V-E-L.
Yeah, for those who are just tuning in, we are playing a mix of country and western video game soundtracks, as well as kind of yeehaw chiptune if we find it, as well as a mix of soundtracks that of games that are set in that period. For example, Red Dead Redemption. Really, really good environment and atmosphere in that game.
And this is all because Solo went to Calgary.
Well, I got a cowboy hat, and you know what?
And hit his head. Now he's going country. He's no longer into chiptune. Just
well,
country
fine.
Music.
Then we'll do some mariachi.
Good old country.
Good
music.
Old mariachi.
Wiley Burp. That was the name.
Wiley Burp. It's too tough, kid. Get out while you still can.
Yeah, isn't that,
Ooh, let the sleeping dog lie, son. Doggone it, I'm dog tired. I'm tired of leading the dog's life and fighting like cats and dogs against cats and dogs. A young pup's dogging my tail, trying to become top dog. I'm going to the dogs in a dog-eat-dog world, son. I'm so far over the hill, I'm on the bottom of the other side. Imagine that, but in Jimmy Stewart's voice.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, Jeremy Stewart.
It's a dog world out there, young pup.
Oh, maybe we should listen to the arf, woof, woof, barky, bark. Remember when...
That's a great song.
Yeah, that's such a good one. We might have to just... Let's see, Fievel, OST. Fievel Goes West, 1991.
Tiger.
1991.
Oh, Tiger was the cat, right?
Green River, Through the Desert, James Horner. I'm not a soundtrack show, I'll just let everybody know, though. In terms of, like, movie soundtracks, it's not really
Wiley
my thing.
Burp.
If you like that kind of thing, there's a really good podcast called The Score with Edmund Stone. That's really good. How about Mario Sports Mix?
Ooh.
Just sounds like Train Robin music. Doesn't it? 310 to Yuma. We'll be right back. Back to CJSF 90.1 FM, where we are going through your favorite country and western video game soundtracks. Maybe something a little different here. No, not quite time for the news. Click, 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 click. Click.
There's a lot of stuff to click through.
There is a lot of stuff. This is true. This is Let's Disinfect from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is kind of like... pop punk, horror punk mixed with chiptune. Hope you enjoy.
You're a sick little girl.
Yeah, John Lovitz was in there. And John Cleese.
Oh, for Five Will Goes West.
1991. I saw that movie on VHS.
Oh, me too. As one of the tapes we had. I don't think we had An American Tale in my family.
No.
But we had this. We watched
I liked
it
The Great
often.
Mouse Detective.
I never saw that.
That's the mouse theme. Shoutouts to... there's another one I like. I mean, Pinky Narf and I always enjoyed...
Narf?
Yeah. Pinky Narf and I always enjoyed... the frivolity and, you know, laudanum-induced craziness that is Alice in Wonderland. That's a nice Disney movie, the OG one from 1953.
Okay, here's my favorite quote from
Fievel
Goes West.
Yes.
Where they said, Mouse burgers! Oh. Yes, mouse burgers indeed! Music to aid digestion.
Well, mouse burgers is indeed a meme in our family, so.
Is it now?
Yeah, it is.
Of course it is.
It's a funny quote. This is some German. It's from Hamburg. Remute.
From
and the album
Mouse
is,
Hamburgers.
The album is a Commodore 64 cartridge.
Oh, cool.
Look at those chips. And you could dip using that serial interface right there.
Ooh.
And it tells you who did the graphics, the PCB, the music, and the code. PCB being printed circuit board.
Oh, so you listen to it by putting it in your Game Boy.
Yeah, into your Sega Commodore 67000. No, your Commodore 64. Hey, by the way, if you want a Commodore 64 or you want to play around with one, that'd be cool. Get one of these and then go like play it at the Vancouver Retro Game Expo.
Oh, good segue.
Yeah, happening in the end of June, June 24th.
Calendar.
Do it. It's the last Saturday in June, and come by the Anvil Center in New West. Tickets, I believe, are $25. Bitcoover always has a table there because that's what we do. It's the best day of the year. So come by. There's going to be some new stickers.
My phone's still loading. What is it, the 24th?
24th of June. What? All day. Pretty much all day.
I'll just put all day in there.
Yeah. 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 Here, if you go to...
Oh, that's Saint-Jean-Baptiste.
Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. Ah, ouais.
I'm putting it in my
calendar. June 24th, 2023 at the Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street in downtown New West, BC, New Westminster. And you can...
At the Anvil.
Tickets are $25. You can buy them online, and I believe they let you get in at the door, but there might be a lineup, so I'd recommend getting your tickets in there, because there's good pickings in terms of acquiring retro consoles. Oh gosh, all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, okay, I didn't do it.
Would
right.
highly recommend everybody check it out. And then also...
all day, there we go.
Yeah, they've got some really good... Here, where's the schedule? Here we go. Okay, so of course there's the big vendor hall, which is where we'll be. That's where we are. there'll be free play gaming on the third and fourth floors, so make sure to check those out. Do not miss At Noon, the Chip Music Showcase.
Ooh.
Pong Ball and Bitumen, two local Vancouver chip music artists, are playing. Cool. So thank goodness we're bringing Chip back. Watch as local musicians perform original music using vintage computer gaming systems and other tools of related lineage. First, Bitumen will kick things off with an ambient yet crunchy set using a Game Boy hooked up to a Rock Band 3 guitar and a variety of other vintage handheld gadgets and effects pedals. Then, let Pong Ball, prolific game composer, draw you gently into her lush SNES-style sound worlds full of intricacy and wonder.
That sounds rootin' tootin'.
Yeah, and then I'd recommend...
We're not doing the country thing anymore, are we?
You don't have to.
Second hour.
Yeah, you don't have to. We'll do the news at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Talk about new games that are coming out, as well as probably talk about this event a little bit more. And there's some concerts that I gotta give shout outs to. So we're gonna have a good news section.
Ooh, may I?
Yeah.
So when you go there, you can stop by the New Westminster Museum. They actually, guess what they have there? They have
Chiptune?
No, I'd hope so, but they also have Billy Miner's pocket watch on display.
Oh, cool. Very yeehaw indeed.
British Columbia's most famous train robber.
Ooh, very.
Stick him up, he says.
Very yeehaw. Yeah. All right. 2600 is also playing. That's going to be sweet. Yeah. Let's do something different. How about some D-grade to take us to the top of the hour? Nice. This is some dungeon synth, so maybe it was something that you'd hear in a long lost monastery in the hills of the Old West.
Yeah. The monk's console in the basement of the monastery.
Yes. We'll be right back on Vancouver FM.
Thank you.